Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Stever Robbins on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Stever is a new friend, and he is an executive coach, a professional speaker. He has started a number of startups. He's been part of a number of startups. He co-founded FTP Software, and he's the author of Get It Done, Guys, 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More. And he's our new friend, Stever Robbins. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Stever, years ago, I started saying something that a lot of other people now have started saying. I'm claiming this for myself. And some other people have been glomming onto my term. And that's that small business owners have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. We are the classic multitaskers, small business owners are, because we have many of the same issues, almost all of the same issues, or at least the major issues that a big business CEO has, and we've only got a fraction of the help. And so we have a lot of stuff going on, and we need help getting ourselves organized and getting to the place where we can execute more and manage less. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. As a sole practitioner, I'm kind of the ultimate limit of that, which is every single thing that has to be done, the buck stops with me.
You're 100% extension of yourself, right?
Exactly. You know, but it turns out that when you're one person or just a small number of people, what you discover is you really don't have the luxury of I have a dedicated accounts person, I have a dedicated bookkeeper, and not only do you have to juggle 100 balls, but you've got to, even when you're not juggling one particular ball, you've got to have it somewhere in the back of your mind so that it doesn't get dropped when the time comes to grab it again.
Right, right. So talk to us about that. Give us some ideas on what do you think is the classic reason? You're a small business owner. You know small business owners. You wrote your book for us. What do you think is the classic impediment to being more effective?
I really think the number one thing is what I cover in the first chapter of the book, which is called Live on Purpose or Work on Purpose, which is especially if you are a general manager, which all small business owners are, you do have 1,000 things to do at once, which means that, A, there's always going to be some emergencies going on, but B, you're always going to have 100 things in different areas. So, oh my gosh, I have this financial issue to take care of, I have a customer issue to take care of, I have a few employees, I have an employee issue to take care of. And the trick is it's so easy to get jostled back and forth by whatever is coming up at the moment
mm-hmm.
that what happens is you lose sight of which things are truly important and which ones aren't. You know, it absolutely
right.
may be the case that it's worth being, you know, I didn't think I would ever hear these words come out from my mouth, but it might be worth being a little bit late on your taxes if the alternative is losing the key employee who needs a little bit of attention or else, you know, their head's
right.
going to explode because they're going through issues at home.
Well, one of the issues, it seems to me, Stever, is that when you're a small business owner, everything seems like it might take you down. And you know what? And in more cases than not, they might.
Right.
So I mean, everything. We're like a teenage girl, you know. So much, there's all this drama, you know. There's so much drama going. Everything is world changing, and that's one of the issues I think we have to deal with.
Yes. So what I, one of the things that I do advocate is, when something comes up or when there's an issue, asking the question, why is this important? Which sounds like an obvious question, but we very rarely ask it in the heat of the moment. We only ask it, you know, occasionally, and trace it back to what's the actual goal it's trying to achieve. So, for example, let me use my tax and employee issue. If I've got taxes on one hand that are due and an employee who has to be dealt with, Why are the taxes important? Well, the taxes are important so I don't avoid a fine. Why is the employee important? The employee is important because they are the only person in the world who knows how this part of my business works.
Right.
And if I lose them, I'm going to lose, say, you know, I mean, it could tank me right there, whatever. By asking why and going up to the level of what's the purpose behind each one of those, I can say, okay, so what I'm really looking at here is avoiding a fine versus having half of my business collapse.
Right. There's another issue in there, as you were saying that, Stever. And this is something that is your next point, your next chapter in your book, which is on procrastination. If you're having a tax issue, and I know you just used that as an example, but I think it's a good one. If you're having a tax filing issue at the same moment that you're having an employee issue, well, the employee issue probably just popped up, but that tax issue, that's probably something you've been procrastinating about. And if you'd done that when it was due, if you'd put that a little higher up in your priority list, you wouldn't have that on your plate when the employee thing popped up. Now, I see that happening all the time, and that's what creates crisis management, isn't it?
Yes, and especially for things like taxes, which, you know, let's be honest, no one, we all know that the only two things that are for sure are death and taxes.
Right.
So taxes never take you by surprise.
That's right.
And what that means is if, for example, you're procrastinating that, you haven't put a system in place to make sure that you take care of it in a timely fashion every year.
Right.
So, you know, for that, one of the things that I talk about in my section on staying organized is not just organizing yourself physically, but organizing the way you approach time, the way you approach your schedule. And I divide the world up into three kinds of days, which are administration days, which are days you would do things like taxes, focus days, which is days where you concentrate solely on the things that move your business forward, and spirit days, which are the days that you actually go and enjoy and live your life mm-hmm. and don't do anything work-related. And
Stever, before we go to the break, I've got about 30 seconds. Give us your best thought on live on purpose. What is it? Do you have something that crystallizes that for us, live on purpose?
Stop. Once an hour and ask, why am I doing what I'm currently doing, and is this the thing that's most important to me?
Mm-hmm.
The goal that's driving me, what one of my most important goals.
And how about at the beginning of the day, say, okay, today, here are the eight things that are probably going to be chomping at my ankles. Which one of these is the most important for today? Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Is that a way of living on purpose?
Yep. But I would take the extra step of before I made the decision which one was most important, I would ask why for each one of them. Just to separate out urgent.
The book is called Get It Done, Guys, 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More by Stever Robbins. Put an R on the end of Steve, and you got his first name. We come back. I'm going to ask Stever to talk to us some more, a little bit more about this thing about crisis management. It has the potential to eat you alive, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.